الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Reasons behind enemies targeting Islam is the political rules of Islam. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution in a meeting with the Supreme Assembly of Commanders and officials of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps on August 17, 2023 in the Imam Khomeini's Hosseiniyeh. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, all praise is due to God, Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessing be upon our Master Muhammad and upon his pure chosen progeny, particularly the remnant of God on earth. May our soul be sacrificed for his sake. Wishing all of you a warm welcome here. It is a very pleasing and enjoyable day for me to meet with you, dear ones. You, the men of the revolution and the guardians of the truth and truthfulness, I thank the Honorable Commander of IRGC and the Honorable Representative for their statements. Their statements were very good. I would like to use a part of my speech today to briefly speak about the IRGC. I would like to share some of the things about IRGC that may have been mentioned many times before, but at the same time, our people, our youth, and the IRGC's own youth need to hear these things again. We must not forget our identity.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
One of the goals of the world's Satans is to make us forget who we are. We should not allow that to happen. I would like to briefly talk about the IRGC and also mention a few words about the revolution that the IRGC shoulders, the duty of the gardening it. What are the characteristics of this revolution that you are gardening? I will also mention a few words in this regard. I've written down a few points about the IRGC to share with you. The first point is that the formation of the IRGC at the beginning of the revolution was a unique phenomenon compared to the other great revolutions that have taken place throughout history. In major revolutions such as the French Revolution or the Soviet Bolshevik Revolution, there were groups that emerged in the beginning of those revolutions as supporters of that revolution, and they took certain actions. Yet the IRGC is clearly not comparable to those groups and to those people. Those groups and people were destructive, acted on their own, were undisciplined, and did not adhere to principles. That's not how the IRGC was, and from the time it was formed, and this is important, the IRGC was established under the supervision of the Corps of Revolution.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. You've done for me through all my years. reminded me